With 15,000 media people at the Democratic convention, there will be no shortage of news coverage. But if you want a more personal view of the event, you might want to turn to a blog. For the first time, the writers of web blogs, those online journals of news and opinion, have been granted journalist credentials for a political convention. NPR's Robert Smith followed the bloggers on their first day.
The convention had barely started when Dave Weiner declared to the world on the internet that he was bored. On his weblog, scripting.com, he had been bringing his readers through his personal odyssey of getting to the convention, including audio on his website of negotiating the Boston subway system.
Tokens will cost you $5. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. So they're very polite, the Boston token.
But when Weiner finally got to the convention hall, he couldn't hear what was going on the podium. It wasn't exactly a news scoop, but he said that's not why he's here.
You're getting a small picture. You're sort of getting the information in human-sized chunks.
Only 35 bloggers were given the credentials to roam the Democratic convention and share their sometimes quirky but often shrewd observations on politics. But at least on the first day of the event, their novelty made them media stars. The CEO of the convention, Rod O'Connor, personally greeted them at a morning breakfast.
I'm very, very excited to have another venue, another group of people who can tell the story of this convention besides just the traditional news media, who've not always been so kind to us along the way. So welcome, and I mean that very sincerely.
And blogging had a definite coolness factor attached to it. Major news outlets like the AP and CNN unveiled their own convention blogs, and the camera followed the bloggers around all day, even when they were doing nothing more exciting than typing. Jay Rosen, the head of the journalism department at NYU and a blogger himself, says the impact of the few bloggers may be exaggerated, but he does give them a real hope of at least not buying into the jaded view that many journalists have of the convention.
They're going to sort of bring their lives, their preoccupations, their fascinations, their commitments, their convictions to the convention and sort of play the events through that. And we'll see, the world will see what they come up with and whether it's any different.
With all the attention on the weblogs, the people who write them were all wondering as the convention started, what exactly were they going to say? Matthew Gross, who writes at matthewgross.com, was trying to come up with one really tough question that no one else in the media is asking.
There's a feeling that the mainstream press is missing something, so hopefully we'll be able to find what that thing is.
Dave Pell of electablog.com seemed to be searching for more overlooked details at the Democratic convention. From the stale pretzels to more pressing issues.
My earliest scoop, but I think I was the first person to write about the fact that the balloons, the 100,000 balloons that are going to be dropped by 75 volunteers on Thursday night are all biodegradable. So I'm assuming that 100 years from now they will have totally melted into the Fleet Center basketball court.
As the speeches started last night, the bloggers sat near the rafters of the Fleet Center and posted their instant analysis, judging how each speaker resonated and breaking down the symbolism of the program. Many of the delegates they were covering, though, had no idea they even existed. Bill Hicks, a delegate from Illinois, was a little unclear on just what a weblog was. And when he found out, he said he'd just prefer to read the New York Times.
You have to be somewhat selective. And I think I tend to focus more on people that I know really know something, rather than just anybody that happens to be writing.
But the webloggers say that it's only a matter of time. This year, they're the untested novelty of the convention. But a few bloggers are predicting that by 2008, most of the delegates and candidates and journalists will have their own blogs, and the notion of official bloggers with credentials will seem quaint. Robert Smith, NPR News, Boston.